And he lives extensively, literally right across the whole company. It's not just for his own team. It's for everyone. So I'm really grateful to be here with you, Lenny Evans. I get to turn the call over to you.
Oh, thank you, Udonna. It's so wonderful to be here. Hi, everybody. Happy, happy Tuesday to you, wherever you are. I know lots of moms and dads have been taking their kids to school. I've seen so many pictures on Facebook of the first day of school. And I know in Utah, school usually starts a little earlier than in California. But that's that time of the year where, you know, there's a new beginning for school. And there's and so my question is, as I get ready to turn the call over to our amazing trainer today, is that a good season for you maybe too? In other words, is it a good time to start school? I love learning. I think I'm happiest when I'm learning. And I love it so much. And, you know, something that Dave and MacArthur and I talk about a lot is when you're learning something, one of the keys of something that's called accelerated learning is always thinking about who are you going to teach what you're learning to. The mind, if it knows you're going to teach it to someone, does this fascinating thing. And that fascinating thing is it learns it better. It puts it into a place where it can be recalled quicker. And the more you teach it, the deeper it goes. The more you teach it, the deeper it goes. It keeps happening. So it's just a beautiful concept. So I like the idea that it's time to go back to school, certainly for me. And you could see the different books I'm reading right now. You'd probably laugh. And maybe we'll talk about that at some point. But I'm just so excited that everything's led us all to today. And nothing's happening to us. It's all happening for us. And I love that concept. And I'm so excited to turn the call over to someone who really has paved the way in Isagenix. She is just a beautiful soul and not afraid to learn new things, never afraid to learn new things. And it keeps her so young. And she's just a living example of what's possible for all of us. Yes, she's a millionaire. Yes, she's a professional actress, singer, dancer, choreographer, playwright, all those great things. But, you know, she's our friend. She's our friend. We know her. And that would be Udonna Power. Good morning, Udonna.
Good morning, Lenny. Thank you. Good morning. Well, you know, you were saying some amazing things there. And you know what I found? Because I never, you know, we are so fortunate to have a lifestyle where we, in order for our income to go up, we get to read. We get
yeah.
to learn new things. You never stop. You know, I think about this mental currency that goes through our mind and our energy system. It's things coming in and things going out. I think that's the nature of life. You know, it's the nature of health, it's the nature of cleansing our bodies, things coming in, things going out. It's the nature of money coming into our life. It comes into our life and it flows out. It keeps an energy moving, and the same is with our minds. And, you know, what I learned about, one of the things I learned about learning is, first of all, it's really, really, really fun. And if I make it a job, a serious job, it gets tedious for me. And so I never stop. I just never stop. I read. If I'm not reading one thing, I'm reading another thing, and I've got two other things behind it. And but one of the things I've learned about this learning thing, and it was what was coming to me, just wanting to speak through me as I got on the phone this morning and introduced the call, was part of this learning is going to come from within you. Let me say it again. So, because as we start learning from the outside in, we're pulling all this stuff in, we're reading it, we're listening to audios. That's not enough just to listen. It's really good. It raises your vibration. It makes you feel good. And, you know, that's not quite enough to make it work, function in your life. It's like going to piano lessons and learning to play piano with your teacher, just getting there, playing it, you know, and then not practicing. There's something that happens when you start integrating it into your body and making it yours. Oh, my gosh, what happens then? And I've talked about it before, and this is what I learned from that gentleman, John Kehoe, is that we not only we spend even 5 timed minutes contemplating some of these ideas that you're getting. You're getting ahas. And if we don't sit and contemplate them and digest them and maybe writing a little bit about them, we lose them. They come and then they go and they come and they go. But we want to be able to use them. Like Dave MacArthur says, the feeling is the secret. He writes down the whole book. Do you think he digests that? Yeah. Do you think he's digested this in his own life? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and when we start teaching it to other people, we're integrating it into ourselves. We're integrating it into our knowledge. And here's the beauty part of it. We're finding our own voice in it. Something goes, and we start to find our own voice. I used to go to Della Reese's church. I don't know if you've seen that, saw that series a long time ago called Touched by an Angel. And she's a pretty amazing woman. Really, she was a minister, actually. I mean, she could preach. Oh, my gosh. And the music was sensational. I got to sing in the choir. And there was one, she said this a number of times. She said that her father told her, whatever she does, it has to have that in it. You know how you cluck your teeth? It's got to have that something in it. That's you. So as you start assimilating all of this, you know, that we're doing, that we're talking about all these things, because it's real easy to be intimidated learning and seeing what other people are doing. Oh, my gosh, they're doing that and trying what they're doing. Somehow, it's not even that hard, but you just have to do it. What is it Lynn Hagedorn said? Easy to do, easy not to do. Easy to do, easy not to do. So you just make a habit of doing it. And taking one idea at a time, something that comes up, and you go, sit down and just maybe contemplate it 5 minutes, 5 timed minutes. Pretty extraordinary what can happen there. And as you're contemplating, have your little journal with you and start writing down your ahas. Oh, my gosh. You're going to be amazed at how wise you are with how much you have to say to yourself. And here's another clue about that. We take much better advice from ourselves than we do from other people. So out in the world out here, we can just take a look and we'll look at things. Wow, I'd like to do that and I'd like to do this. And yes, I have the power to do everything. And then sometimes we get into these little, obstacle courses in our lives. That's kind of what life is, guys. Expect it. Life is, you know, full of stops and barriers and things to jump over, go around and go under or whatever. But you're going to digest this and find a way that's your own, how it integrates with your knowledge. Just look at this piece of knowledge. What is the aha that you're getting today? It's not just the superficial words. You're getting, oh, great idea, great idea. And then our minds never stop. Our minds go blah, 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 blah. They're like sharks going through the water. They just keep going. They are designed to just keep going. You know, stilling the mind is a very difficult thing. Why not feed it really interesting information? Why not go down, you know, pull stuff in, but go down within yourself. And I find that doing some journaling actually helps my deep self tell my regular self what is going on, what I'm thinking, how I'm digesting it, and gives me a lot of what I call ahas. Oh, aha. Where's the aha? Oh, aha. That's it. And if you keep adding one aha to the next aha, oh, aha. Wow. Aha. All of a sudden, I talk about this a lot, about this life being this huge jigsaw puzzle. So kind of a moving jigsaw puzzle. But you get enough ahas, and the lights keep going on, and you get another piece of it over here, and you get another piece of it over there, and then, oh, my gosh, it's a puppy in there. And then you get another piece. Oh, my gosh, the puppy's sitting in a box. You know what I mean? You start seeing more pictures, and you start being able to use it. You have to start from wherever you are. That's the beauty about this business. We get to be learning all the time, and guess what? Learning keeps us young. At this point in my life, I feel like I'm at the beginning. I really do. I've thought about that now for a while now, and I feel like, wow, I'm finally getting to the real life I was meant to live. I mean, and it's really, I don't know where I'd be without Isagenics. To tell you the truth, I don't even want to think of where I'd be without Isagenics. But all I know is that I have my passion at this point in my life is I just have to leave behind a body of work. I've got to be writing about it, to be creating, whatever I do. Part of my life has to be about that. And all this information that I've digested, I've learned over the years or whatever, I got to get it. If it makes sense to anybody else, great. If it doesn't, great. Because it's just something that has been given to me, and it's kind of dictated to me to give out. And it's part of that process. Oh, there's another little thing I'm going to say. It's part of that process of digesting it yourself and giving it out. And there's one other thing I want to say before, because I was really fortunate. I was invited to speak on Sunday morning at Syracuse University here in Los Angeles, and I spoke to a group of about 125 actors and filmmakers about life and about what it takes to stay in the game. And I was talking about having a financial engine in your life. And one of the other things I was talking about, this is really, really important, because us as creative beings and actors and people, we're always trying to go, oh, am I right? Are they going to like me? Am I going to get the job? Oh, shoot, will it be popular? Will people like it? And what I want to say is it comes across in this business as well. We cannot worry about that. We have a point of view from our little piece of the universe here. We're looking into the whole from a certain angle, a certain point of view, and what's our blessing and what we can give to everyone else is to articulate from our point of view what we see, what we feel, what's here. Give it the juice. Be all of who we are. I'm going to put something on Facebook about that. We have no idea how beautiful we are and what we have to give to the universe. And we have to stop thinking about, am I right? Am I good? Am I bad? Are they going to like me? We have to just start giving from our point of view and articulating what is so clear to us. And the amazing thing is, if it's clear to us, it's just who we are. And it feels obvious. But that isn't obvious to everyone else, because they're looking in from another point of view with another series of gifts. And they don't have to agree with us. We just have to continue with a lot of love giving our point of view. So we have a very extraordinary point of view here in Isagenics about the health, about energy, about nutrition, about what we know. We don't have to be right with anyone. We just have to keep sharing our point of view, who we are, what we've learned. And sharing it in our own voice, by finding it in our own voice, who we are, what we have to say about it, and who are the people, who are the people we want to be speaking to? What are the likes and the values? What is that about? Digest it into yourself, and you will always feel comfortable in yourself. You'll always continue blooming and growing, and life can be a happy, happy thing. So that's what I have to say, Lenny, about this learning and digesting. That's kind of what I have. You got me going on that direction. There you go.
Well, I absolutely love it. I love everything you were talking about. And, you know, it's such a great journey, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it really is. It's so unexpected. Yes, go on.
Yeah, you know, I think for me is my realization that any topic that I choose to learn about, the realization, you know, has hit me so squarely that it's impossible to max out your knowledge in any one topic. Therefore, my goal is to remain open and never think that I know everything about any subject. The moment I feel like I know everything, I become closed in that thing. And nothing is more dangerous than becoming closed. That's a personal teaching that's come to me that I honor. And so it's with great enthusiasm and curious, passionate love that I dive into subjects, and then I'm just like a little kid, like learning for the first time, and it really, you're right. I love what you said. It keeps you young.
Keeps you young, yeah. Mm. You know what a fun thing is about learning? When I want to learn a subject, I'll go to my Kindle, and I'll go out to Amazon, and I'll take a lot of books, and I'll get their samples. I'll just take their samples, and then I can read them on my Kindle and see which books I like best to read, and then I'll actually buy the ones that I actually want to read. But I can get the voice of the author right up front, so then I know, oh, my gosh, do I want to read this? No, yes, no, and then I'll buy it if I want to read it. Anyway, that's an idea.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm so, so excited. Thank you so much, Udonna, for your wisdom, for your love, for your teaching. We're just going to go out and make this a terrific Tuesday. I'm about to film a little video that I call my Gratitude-Tuesday videos. But just because of your topic, I want to say on my desk here, I've got five books that I've been reading. Of course, Success Through Stillness, Meditation Made Simple by Russell Simmons. I'm reading for my fifth time. I bought it on Audible, and I read and listen at the same time. That book is really helping me change everything. I'm also starting a book called Total Immersion. It's how to swim. I was a lifeguard, and I really never learned the proper way how to swim. There's all these new techniques out there, just like everything else. So I'm learning how to swim all over again so that I can go swim out in the ocean. That's my big goal. I'm also reading Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith, all about GMOs, and I'm learning so much, and I'm so grateful. It makes me more grateful. Every word I read makes me more grateful for Dawn Anderson and the nutritional cleansing that I have access to. And I'm just going to start reading A Psychologically Unemployable by our very own Jeffrey Combs. And this is a new venture for me to learn. So I'm just so excited. And, you know, whatever you're learning right now, know that it's happening on purpose. It ended up with you on purpose. Sometimes books like this book about meditation, Success Through Stillness, literally fell off the bookshelf at Barnes & Noble in St. George, Utah. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now I'm in a place in my life where I see something like that and I go, I wonder if one of my angels nudged that off the shelf. I think things like this. I'm like, I wonder if one of my angels just nudged that off the shelf. What? How could a book, you know, like fall off of a thing where no one's at, you know? So, of course, I buy it, you know, and I devour it, and I can't get enough of it, and I want to really share it with other people. So, Udonna, thank you again for your example. I'm pretty sure we're all going to be together in a couple of weeks. Is that true?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I know. It's so, so exciting. So let's finish this call today, this terrific Tuesday call with Udonna Power. I'm going to unmute the lines and do a 1-2-3 isogenics. And right before we do, let's just take advantage, because you might not get another chance. For some reason, some of you haven't plugged in your phone as a reminder to breathe during the day. Mine pops up about 10 to 12 times every day. I look down. I might be driving. I might be riding my bike. I might be reading. I might be on a three-way call. I love it when it happens on a three-way call. And all it says on my phone, it pops up and says, breathe. Because it changes my state. It brings me to the present. And in the present, there's no worrying. There's no stressing. There's nothing icky. It's all yummy in the present moment. And it's there that we find true inspiration, because it's our soul talking. It's our soul saying something to us in the present moment. So on three, let's take a deep breath and just enjoy it. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Hold it. And out. Do that a couple of times as we get off the phone here, and names will pop into your mind. Places will pop into your mind, things you need to be doing. It might just be that you're supposed to stop at a local Starbucks and you're going to meet someone there. Look, I don't know how it all works. I don't know how these things work. I just believe that they work. that we can go and become inspired to call someone, to meet someone, to Facebook someone, to go to a certain place because that's where they're going to be. You never know. And that's why we go. So with that, we're going to unmute, do a 1, 2, 3, and take on our day. Here we go. Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Janet.